Lack labiche. The Nate Ooks brought their four-game undefeated streak to the Bold Center and the four-game winless record of the Portage College Voyagers on Friday night. It was the first game of a two-night home and homestand that saw both stakes continue. Despite being on opposite ends of the ACAC league standings, Friday's midseason home opener was a back-and-forth tilt, fought within a one-goal margin for most of the game. Nate eventually came away with a 3-1 victory with two late-game goals. Saturday's rematch wasn't such a close outcome, with Nate winning 8-2. Hard fight for short roster. The Voyagers went into Friday's game with a bench reduced by injury, some COVID protocols and some players out on course-related work placements. Several lines were adjusted to fill open spots on the defense. Despite the roster issues, and a first-period goal by the Ooks, the Voyager lines kept the game within reach, including goalie Jacob Nijiko, stopping a penalty shot attempt late in the first period. The 1-0 scoreboard went midway into the third period, when Voyagers forward Ty Budai scored a power play goal from Shane Sherbin and Liam Visram. The score only stayed tied for 30 seconds, and the Ooks got their third goal 3 minutes later. Budai's goal kept him tied for second place overall for points and goal leaders in the ACAC with 8 points on the season so far. On Saturday, the first 5 goals of the game came from Nate. The Voyagers finally answered with 2 quick goals midway through the second period, one from Jordan Picard, the other from Kona Jackson, but that was all they had for a comeback attempt. The Ooks scored their 6th goal as Jackson's was still being announced. Nate scored another at the end of the second and their final goal early in the third. While the scoreboard was one-sided, the shots on net for both teams was balanced, with Voyagers net stop Luke Hall facing 31 shots, and Ooks goalie Taryn Kotokorik seeing 32. The weekend wins gives Nate 12 points in the league standings, and move them into top spot of the ACAC standings. The loss keeps the Voyagers with 0 points on the season. The next game for the Voyagers is on Friday, January 21 against the Augustana Vikings in Camrose. The team is on Bold Center ice the following night for the second game of the home and homestand. Saturday's game starts at 7 p.m. Augustana is 1 place above the Voyagers in the standings with a record of 1 win and 5 losses in their first 6 games.